I'll come and open the door directly. But in lieu of coming directly, he fell into a sweet sleep for some quarter of an hour more, during which added interval Rhea sat down upon the stairs and waited with perfect patience. At length the door stood open, and Mr. Fledgeby's retreating drapery plunged into bed again. Following it at a respectful distance, Rhea passed into the bedchamber, where a fire had been some time lighted and was burning briskly. "Why, what time of night do you mean to call it?" inquired Fledgeby, turning away beneath the clothes and presenting a comfortable rampart of shoulder to the chilled figure of the old man. "Sir, it is a full 10:30 in the morning." "The deuce it is! Then it must be precious foggy." "Very foggy, sir." "And raw, then. Chill and bitter," said Rhea, drawing out a handkerchief and wiping the moisture from his beard and long grey hair as he stood on the verge of the rug, with his eyes on the acceptable fire. With a plunge of enjoyment, Fledgeby settled himself afresh. "Any snow or sleet or slush or anything of that sort?" he asked. "No, sir. No. Not quite so bad as that. The streets are pretty clean."
"You needn't brag about it," returned Fledgeby, disappointed in his desire.